Police Captain Phil Kirk said that over the New Year's weekend, they had about half a dozen incidents of motorists breaking entry gates or forcing them up in order to exit the parking garage.
It's causing significant damage. Each one of those gates is like $1,000, I believe, to repair or replace. Not sure what the motivation is, but we've seen a rash of these problems that we're trying to address, and parking enforcement, obviously. We have made a couple of arrests of individuals. You know, we're hoping that we get some kind of relief over this problem and figure out why it's reoccurring and if it's hopefully stops in the near future. I mean, certainly anytime you make changes like we did to make it paid parking, then it's going to be a difficult transition period for some people. We didn't realize how difficult to the point that they were going to cause vandalism and some serious damage.
He said they have made two arrests. One was a motorist who broke through a gate early last Saturday morning at about 1:45 a.m.
And fortunately, a parking attendant that was working at China Bridge observed the incident occur where a blue GMC SUV ran through the gate on level N1, causing damage to the gate. That attendant alerted the officer, who fortunately was in the area, and was able to track down the suspect vehicle. And we were able to get the vehicle stopped, arrest the driver, who was also intoxicated, and charge them with damage to the parking garage.
The motorist was also charged with DUI and being a restricted person in possession of a firearm. In the other arrest, he said they caught a driver before he damaged the gate.
So we did actually see an individual that was preparing to, getting ready to try to move the gate or move barricades or whatever, and we warned them about that.
He said another incident was a driver on Christmas weekend moving around some barricades because he was short on funds.
The one individual that we arrested who went around some barricades to prevent having to pay, he just forgot to bring enough money, he said, to, after he got out of the bar, to pay for the parking. And so he decided he was going to try to beat the system by driving around things, and we arrested him too.
He said they're guessing the incidents are happening between 10 o'clock at night and 2 or 4 in the morning. Captain Kirk said he doesn't quite know why the incidents are occurring.
You know, it could be a number of different reasons, whether they're frustrated with the pay parking or if they're not familiar with it because, you know, they were in town for the New Year's and vacationing here. We're not really certain on some of these, other than the ones we've arrested, what their motivation is. But I'm sure people have encountered pay parking garages in other areas and had to deal with it, so it shouldn't be too big of a surprise, we wouldn't think.
They've assigned additional officers around China Bridge when they can, but Kirk asks citizens to be watchful.
And so if anybody sees anything like that, we'd certainly love to hear. We can't assign an officer, unfortunately, to be there 24 hours a day to monitor that, but as much as we can, we're getting over there, and sometimes we detect it in while it's occurring, and sometimes it's unfortunately not until after the damage has been done.
Park City Police Captain Phil Kirk. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.